Okay, testing. Okay, I think it's recording. Hi everyone, Octo here. Well, I'm just gonna say right away that this is a non-erotic audio. If you're expecting something to jerk off, something like that, I'm gonna have to use a lot of imagination, because that's not the topic today. The thing is, I felt the need to record something, and I'm really not in a mood to fuck. I'm not horny or anything, but I've been missing the community a lot. And I miss posting something. Today's Valentine's, and I wish I had something special planned to post today, something cute, or I don't know. I wish I had something. But the truth is, the last months are being harsh on me. Some of you listening know that I always respond the inbox and that I talk regularly with some of my listeners, but I haven't been present. I haven't said much or replied much in the last month, and that's a lot going on my life. I moved in back with my parents, which really makes recording a tough thing, because they're usually at home, and my house isn't that big, so there isn't, and trust me when I said that, there isn't a way of recording without them hearing it. And it's very frustrating to try to record, like holding back and holding moans and moaning, kind of like shushing myself, doing things low-key, that kind of kills my vibe. And that's it. I'm almost never alone at home, and even at night, when everybody is at bed, it is still hard to record, because I know they might be hearing. That would affect that I got a new job, because, whoa, it's like news to everybody. This is not my job. This is something I do because I like it. It takes time, it takes effort, but, you know, it's not my main thing. And my job is really demanding. My new job is really demanding of me. And I'm working a lot. And times that I'm not used to. I used to go to sleep at 5 a.m. Stay woke all night. And it's so good to record at this time, because there isn't other sounds, there's no traffic nor animals doing sounds. But now I woke up at 5 a.m. and it's not a possibility for me to stay up at night, so there's no way to record. You know, even if I tried to record earlier, the effort I have to clean the audio takes a lot of the quality instead of adding it, and that's really frustrating. I realized the last audios I've made are all like ramble faps and me like apologizing for not being able to record, and you know, like touching myself, and I'm not happy with them. I miss, like, speaking a script or writing a script and doing it and searching for sound effects and adjusting it and making sound effects myself. I think you guys can't understand for me how frustrating it is not to be able to do that. I think I get in touch with a lot of, with a side of me, you know, with a lot of my sexuality and my expression with this audience, and it feels like I'm being deprived because I can't do that anymore. I don't know, this is not, I'm not justifying anything. I think the other audios I make were kinda like that, like me justifying something, like saying, hey, that's why I'm not posting in a while, and that's why the quality of the stuff is not as great as it could be. But right now it's just me, like, putting this out, like, taking this out of my chest, because I really feel bad for it. I really miss doing it. I started doing this in the middle of the pandemic, and I can't express how good it felt to devote myself to something after so long. Like, learning how to edit, how to clean the audio, how to act, how to express it. It was so, so nice. So, I was saying, I'm sorry, I got to cut the audio because someone got in the room and I needed to stop the recording, proving my point that it's just impossible to do it here. What I was saying is that I miss the thrill of doing something better every time. I miss the feeling of improving on my work. Something that honestly I never had with anything else before. But I really feel with this, like editing, I could edit an audio for hours, you know, just trying to make it sound better and learning the tools of the programs. That was really, really nice for me, and I miss having time to do that. So, as I've said, with other audios, I was just trying to justify myself, but in this one, I'm just saying what I'm thinking. I don't feel comfortable posting anything anymore, because I'd rather not to post anything at all than to post something I feel is less than optimal. It's less than it's less than what I feel that I can do. It. I don't have time nor space to do it. I'm saving from my paychecks money to hire, to pay for an hour on a studio and do like one or more recordings on a day, and then I can just go back home and edit them, because editing is easier in a sense that I can do it with no one else knowing what I'm doing. Recording is something else. So I'm looking for a place downtown. There's this studio where the sound technician just set things up to you and won't be there for the recording, because I don't think I can do that in front of anyone, actually. decided that I'm still trying to move out again. Maybe this will happen in July, August this year. There's a lot of time till there, but it might happen. And then I'll be able to post more regularly again. But I miss it. I miss having this feeling of owning my shit. I don't know if I ever said this here, but before doing the audios, I was just a sub. In all my relationships, not only sexually, but in other aspects as well, I was mostly submissive. Very quiet, kind of like the shy type. I'm kind of nerdy for those who know me, but I was kind of like that. And now? Well, now I know I have other side as well. I've been dating some people and it feels so good to dominate. I didn't know I could feel like that. I feel like I have self-esteem, like I'm worthy of something. And I feel kind of mean sometimes. Sometimes kind of sadistic. And it feels so good. I never thought I would feel good about hurting or mistreating someone else. But when I see in their eyes that they're enjoying the suffering, it feels so good to be the one doing that. It feels so good because I have both these feelings that I love, that I'm satisfying someone, and that I am more than them. It's kind of like a sick, twisted feeling. No, I feel mean, I feel evil feeling like that, but it feels so good. So good. It's really nice. So, I don't know. I think I have something else to talk about. I don't know. Oh, yeah. I've been thinking a lot about doing stuff that isn't just sexual. I don't think that it's like kind of erotic, sensual in a sense, but not straight sexual. I miss that. I don't know if anyone saw, took a hint of that, but I'm trying to shape my Reddit in something related to Oha, related to monsters and, you know, that kind of stuff, like satanic cults. Because this is a subject I enjoy. I love horror tales. I Lovecraftian horror, you know, the fear of the unknown. But I also like cheesy stuff like succubi and vampires and shit. And well, my biggest fetish is with tentacles. That's why I have all the octopus stuff going on. And I like that. I like the horror thing, and I would like to know to do, like, if not all my audios, maybe like just a series of audios just related to horror. You know, I really enjoy it. And as I said, I'm trying to do. I mean, I'm not trying because I don't have time for that, but I'm writing scripts and stuff about tales of horror that kind of have this erotic text, subtext on them. I've been kind of like at the same time and discovered GWA and this community, I discovered our podcast. I really enjoy it. And I heard a couple episodes and now I'm listening to, I'm doing like a marathon of seasons. It's called The Magnum's Archives. It's kind of popular. It's nice because I don't know anything about the fandom or anything. I'm not looking into it. I'm just listening to it. And then I will look up to the fandom. It seems like a big thing. Like, it can grow fast. And I would love to do something like that. Like an anthology of horror tales. But, you know, like, kind of in the perspective of the monster. I would love to do something like that. And again, put it in a bit of erotism, sensuality. I think it would work well. The thing is, I don't have time. I will have eventually, but I don't have time right now. I'm not saying that I will stop doing this. It's just that I'll post whatever I can. I could cut this off of the audio, but I won't. This was my mother just getting inside my room when an announcer then interrupting me. I think I don't have anything else to say. It's just that. Eventually, I'll get back on track. Eventually, I will answer you all.